What's good? Welcome to another episode of the Patriots Podcast. I'm Sean. He's JJ.
Hello.
Okay, we're doing a Week 10 wrap-up. The Patriots sitting pretty at 7-2 after going into Denver for the second consecutive year and coming out with the victory.
Yeah, pretty friggin' awesome.
And this was never in doubt, essentially. I mean, I guess the most doubt I had in this game was when we punted on our first possession. And then from there on, it was a landslide. Guy muffs the punt. We score a touchdown 2 plays later, score a touchdown on our next possession. We scored on, what, 5 of our 6 first half possessions.
Yeah. At a certain point, they just had no chance.
And then in the second half, we started it off with 2 consecutive touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, we talked about this defense for all the issues that Denver has had this year, mostly at the quarterback position. We talked about this defense still being an elite unit, and it does not look that way.
No, I mean, that's what I can't figure out. They have so many good players on that team. It's like, how isn't, like, what's falling apart there? They didn't look that great either. I mean, we could do whatever the hell we wanted the whole time.
Yeah, just up and down the field, up and down the field. We did get stopped a few times for field goals. I mean, more than a few times, but for the most part, I mean, we're just moving the ball at will.
No, it was unbelievable.
Brady was only sacked 1 time, which was one of our best outings of the year in terms of pass protection.
I know. Against the team, they have Derek Wolfe. They have, obviously, Von Miller. Other guys on the line there. You'd think they'd get caught in pressure. They've done it so many times before.
Yeah, and our pass protection held up. And we didn't get a chance to talk. Wait, did we talk about this last week? The Patriots got Marty Bennett?
No, we didn't get. Yeah, we missed that. Patriots get Marty Bennett.
Well, this, last week we spent a little bit of time talking about the fact that he was just released, like hours before we recorded our podcast. And sure enough, I was sitting there going, we're like 30th on the waiver wire. Who's not going to claim this guy? Who's going to cost you half of the veteran minimum for the second half of the season? And sure enough, nobody freaking claimed him.
Ridiculous.
And he dropped all the way down to us.
Nobody.
What a bargain. And he goes from wanting season-ending surgery and maybe having some sort of tiff with the Packers about that to being claimed by the Patriots and playing that very Sunday, 4 days later.
Yeah, so the situation with Marty was kind of weird. As you said, he went to the waiver wire. The reason he went to the waiver wire was because he had a bye week with Green Bay. He posted a tweet that he might be retiring after this year, and then he's had a shoulder injury that he got evaluated, and he got a couple second opinion of different opinions on the team doctors. He had a torn rotator cuff, was worse than he thought. The team was going down. He figured, what the hell, I'll go to the IR. They thought he was trying to screw him because he could potentially play through it, which is what's happening now. And they decided to cut him because they figured we'll get the money from him and, you know, say we didn't know about the injury or whatever it comes to be. So he comes to New England, goes right in. They just kind of shoot him up with stuff. He played 7 plays, was in and out of the tent a few times, and got 40 yards.
Yeah, and looked okay. I mean, obviously his legs aren't injured, so he could still run, which is clutch.
Just make sure he doesn't take any huge falls, I guess, to brace himself. That's as bad as it gets with the shoulder for a tight end.
Yeah, I would think. I imagine blocking will probably be a challenge for him as well. But yeah, he gets in there. He gets signed just this week. He's in there. And then, oh, wouldn't you guess it, Dwayne Allen gets his first catch of the year, and it goes for a touchdown. Feeling somebody at your heels there, Dwayne?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were trying to get him plays.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could do whatever we wanted offensively, it seemed like, so why the heck not?
Yeah.
Why not bolster that dude's confidence?
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole performance. It was so, first of all, with the special team stuff, I mean, we got into some serious special team stuff that was unbelievable. Just the whole performance of it was something you were waiting for the Patriots to happen. And it's great.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, yeah. And it started with the muffed punt, as I mentioned earlier, which seemed like it was completely just a mistake on the Broncos return man side. And we were able to capitalize on that. And then our next ensuing possession was, I think Denver got a field goal, and then they kicked off. Deion Lewis makes an incredible play in the kickoff return, tiptoes the sideline. Yeah.
He was like a bat out of hell when he caught that.
He was.
Got going so quick, and he really didn't make many cuts. It was just
He just
really bad. It was really bad coverage on them. He like cut a little bit left and then cut a little bit right and just kept going. And then the guy came to push him out of bounds and pushed him forward. That was what was it? Their running back Dixon, not Dixon.
Booker? Was it Booker?
Booker.
Yeah. And Deion just tiptoes the sideline. They review it and the whole thing. But incredible. His first return touchdown since the divisional game against the Texans last year. And so that was our second big special teams play. And then if that wasn't enough, we block a punt. Rex Burkhead, of all Rex people, Burkhead. Blocks a punt.
His coming out party.
God dang. And then I think he immediately after that caught a touchdown pass.
Yeah, was that his touchdown?
I think that was on that drive, yeah. So, oh, no, that was prior to that. We got field goal right after that.
Yeah, you see these games. I feel like in our winning teams in the past, we have the really good ones. They've had there's always a game in there where there's just fantastic special teams. Like a game a couple years ago in Miami where they did it, and they had like three plays, and there was a couple years ago maybe against the Chargers or somebody they did it to. So it's a great quality to have.
Belichick harps on special teams as much as any coach in the league. So yeah. It's good to see them perform that well. Offensively, I don't have anything bad to say.
No, we
didn't run the ball that well, but whatever. I don't really give a shit. It almost got 100 yards. Everything was great offensively. Gronkowski was really good. He was so close to that touchdown. Ooh, so close.
Catch, dude. He's convinced he got it.
Yeah.
Looked like a catch.
It looks pretty damn good. I got to say, it looked good.
Looked like a catch.
Devlin was playing all over the place. A lot of snaps for him in this game. He had a couple catches and obviously his normal run blocking duties. Offensively, it was just a really good performance. Defensively, also pretty darn good. They moved the ball fairly well against us. They got into a lot of field goal opportunities. And we only had the one takeaway on defense, the one interception in the second half. Patty Chung, gotta love him. It really wasn't that bad defensively. It was fine.
They only scored 16 points. I mean,
yeah, exactly. But they were, I don't know. I felt like they played better than 16 points offensively. But the big thing that stands out is obviously Emmanuel Sanders was uncoverable. We couldn't stay with him at all.
No. Yeah, that was Malcolm's worst game.
He just got torched repeatedly.
He got torched over and over. It was kind of weird.
Anytime they needed a play, they went to Emmanuel Sanders, and he was wide open.
Yeah. On the other side, Gilmore did a pretty good job.
Gilmore did Thomas. A bang-up job on Demaryius.
I mean, he only got him once or twice, but pretty good for a whole game.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely happy about that. And, we did enough in the box. We didn't have any sacks, unfortunately, which is...
Yeah.
You know, something you would like to see when you're facing a quarterback that hangs onto the ball and can't move.
Yeah, our sack count is...
it's piss poor.
Completely, yeah. It's probably one of the worst in the league at this point.
It's pretty damn low.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen when you lose three of your top four edge defenders, I think is what we lost.
Yeah, and just don't replace them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what else to say about this. This is just an unbelievably impressive win in a tough place to go.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
the
team
game
that's tanking right now, which, you know, takes it down a peg or two when the Broncos are on, what, like a five-game losing streak?
That was the fifth game in a row.
Fifth in a row, yeah. So it's not like we're playing a team at its peak performance-wise, but it's always difficult to go into Denver. It's a talented team, and we carved them up and made them feel like they weren't even there.
Yeah, well, they're going to be feeling pretty bad because Philly did just beat them up, and everyone's saying, maybe it's a fluke, you know, they had a bad game, but no. Two best teams coming to you face the two best teams and they both just bury you. 52 and 41 of the points they score on you. You're supposed to be the best defense in the league or, you know, one of them.
Just absolutely smacked.
You know, the fact Brady's doing what he did, 25 or 34, three touchdowns, only 266 yards. It's not the greatest opponent, but just to see them finally bury someone this season, just completely tool on them, we're so much better, we're a better football team all around, you know, we've kind of been waiting for that, and then you look at forward, where we're going, and it's like, this is all looking like a pretty good picture here.
Oh, yeah.
For a Patriots fan. I mean, just to beat the shit out of somebody, you know, and keep going. And you know the funniest thing about this whole thing is nobody in the media, ESPN, NFL Network, no one's really talking about him. I barely heard it even mentioned. I barely even saw a game replay.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was Sunday night. Like, after, like, after the game was over, and I was like, the next day, nothing. No one cared. No one even brought it up. No one wants to talk about the Patriots again. They're like, Jesus Christ, they did it again. Or they're doing it again.
It's happening. I could see it's it happening. Coming.
So nobody except Patriot Nation is happy about this.
Good. Well, whatever. It's great for us.
I love it.
I would prefer to come under the radar than to be the main story on SportsCenter.
Well, it's not really under the radar at this point. It's just like nobody wants to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The story.
What else can
played.
They say? You know what I mean?
Well, they're like, there's some gosh. Juicy ones out there. When you look at the Rams putting up 33 points, and you know the Vikings absolutely dominated the Redskins. Actually, they really, at least offensively, they dominated the Redskins' defense.
Yeah, it was actually a close game. But the craziest one to me was Pittsburgh.
They should have lost
that game.
Yeah, what was it, 17-9 in the third quarter? In the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they like really had to scrape it together. They looked terrible.
How does that even happen?
That's what I've been saying. That's there you go.
Colts.
I've been saying the goddamn Steelers are overrated, and it almost all came out. You know,
well, they are. The Colts. They're 7-2.
Their vaunted defense. Yeah, bullshit. That's what it is.
Hey, their defense their vaunted did just fine. Defense. It was the offense that really stunk it up against the Colts.
The whole thing. They look terrible. Yep. But so that was a good one, too. I guess if we're going through the games real quick.
How about Buffalo? Seattle taking an absolute digger at home to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Buffalo got blown out so bad.
Yeah.
New Orleans is now, big time this year, it seems like.
Yeah, and we made them look like fools. It was week two.
It was.
But there you go. Yeah, no, they're a huge surprise. The Jets continue to tank, which is awesome. Packers somehow pulled it out against the Bears.
Whatever. Those are two bad teams.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rams beat the shit out of the Texans. Huge game in Dallas. Dallas got crushed by the Falcons.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And this is game one without Zeke, right?
Yep.
And he is, I think I just saw that he like won't go forward with his appeal, so he's going to sit out the next five games.
Wait, what?
I believe what I just read was that he gave up on his appeal, on pursuing the appeal, and he's going to accept the suspension.
Oh, really? He's finally...
Yeah, in the same way that Brady did, where they're like, I'm not going to the Supreme Court with this bullshit. So,
take your medicine.
Hey, I got on here last week, and I've said it before, that team is completely different without Ezekiel Elliott, and this was just the first straw.
Yeah,
he's got literally. 5 more weeks for them to keep matriculating down the standings.
Plus, they may have lost Tyrone Smith for a little bit.
Tyron,
I'm sorry. What did I say, Tyrone?
Yeah, get it right. There's no E in his name.
Oh, are you sure there's no E in
his
name?
I'm positive.
Okay, positive. All right. Okay, all right. And then the funniest thing, too, was San Fran beat up on New York and were pumped about it to get their first win in New York.
Man. How pumped would you be to not be winless?
I know. But it's just so funny. The Giants continue to...
They're so bad.
Just to
you
fail.
Just, can you even... I heard that John Mara came out and said McAdoo is going to be their coach for the rest of the season. And I don't know how much longer you can really hang on.
Oh, I would have cut him. He's terrible.
He's so bad.
And they're like, we had an all open meeting the other day about everything. And it's like, well, you guys should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like there's stories every week about how much they don't just give a shit about him.
Yeah, people leak into the media. It sounds like a mess.
Yeah, it's a complete mess.
It's
elsewhere.
A mess.
The Jaguars continue their winning ways, and they beat the Chargers in overtime. And I know what you're thinking. That's not that impressive to beat the Chargers.
No, dude, I like the Jags.
They haven't beat really anybody good in a long-ass time. So the fact that they are winning some close games and winning games that they should win, really, with their talent level, good for them.
Dude, they got a lot going on. Their cornerback duo is more than impressive. Like, what's his name?
Boye is playing out of his mind. I thought he was going to collect his money and go back to being the nobody he was for his first 3 years.
I looked at his stats. Like, he's one of the best. His percentage completion, completing passes against them, the percentage on it is ridiculous. It's so low. It's like in the 50s or something. I was like, holy shit. 50s or 60s, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then you look across the field and you're looking at Jalen Ramsey, who is legitimately probably the best cornerback in the NFL right now.
He's just bitching people.
Yeah, he just owns people. He's physically incredible, and he's got the mentality to play that position. It's a lot to handle. And then offensively, they can run the ball. And even when you know they're going to run the ball, they can still run the ball.
Yeah.
And it's a real problem for some teams.
I think it's great.
Tennessee also got a win. I believe those two teams are atop that division in the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to continue onward, that battle through the end of the season. And we mentioned Minnesota beating Washington. High-scoring affair for especially the Vikings, who are known more for their defense. Giving up 30 points was pretty surprising. But
yeah,
their offense hung in there. Holy cow, their offense was impressive. They tried to give it away in the fourth quarter, the Vikings did, a couple times. Case Keenum made some Case Keenum throws.
Really?
And it was ugly. Yeah, I was watching. I was like, oh, geez, I can't believe he just threw that ball. But Washington wasn't able to capitalize on those mistakes in the fourth quarter. And so the Vikings, what are they, 7-2 now?
The Vikes, 7-2?
I think the
two?
Vikes are 7-2, yeah. The the standings are really starting to separate right about now. It seems like the good teams mm-hmm. are pulling away, and the mediocre teams are falling behind.
Yeah, there's a lot more mediocre teams in the AFC right now. It's looking like
mediocre to bad.
Yeah.
Emphasis on bad. So yeah,
so this week
coming up this week. Yeah, the Patriots are hanging out in Colorado for the week in between this game against the Broncos, and then next weekend they go to Mexico City, like 9,000 feet of elevation. That's an exaggeration. It's more like 7,500, but still,
yeah,
to go play the Raiders down in their home field. Why do they think that Mexico City is like a Raiders fandom? I don't know whoever thought that was the case. I remember them saying that last year when they played the Texans down there.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, oh, the Raiders.
Everyone Maybe they knows. Love the Raiders. I have no idea. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, is that like the London fans love the Jaguars because they see them every year?
Probably.
Could be, right?
So, yeah, the Raiders, they're 4-5 right now. They've had some issues. Carr has been in and out of the lineup a little bit because he got hurt. He technically broke his back.
Yep.
So, what do you think? What are your initial thoughts?
The Raiders are like a Jekyll and Hyde team. It's really hard mm-hmm. to get a bearing on them right now. This is a team that started the season 2-4, and I know several of those games Derek Carr didn't play. So let's just move on from them and come back to a team that beat the Chiefs in a really close game on a Thursday night, got smacked up by the Bills, and then beat the Dolphins. Now they're coming off their bye week, and you would, if you were a Raider fan, you would like to think that they got some things ironed out, that they actually took a breath, realized that they thought they were going to go 12-4 this season, and they're sitting here at 4-5, staring down a possible playoff, missing the playoffs. So mm-hmm. you'd hope that it was kind of an ego shock, and they were sitting at home on the bye week going, holy shit, we got to play the Patriots and the Chiefs again, not to mention the Cowboys and Eagles. We could be staring at 5-11. Like, we could really take a dive. So you would like to think, if you were a Raider fan, that they were going to iron some of the shit out. Now, I don't see that happening.
No.
I think that Jack Del Rio is not a humble coach, and that works out sometimes, as we saw last year when he's going for it on a two-point conversion at the end of the game, and you know, he's the gambler out there. He seems like he exudes confidence. But when things aren't going well, you need to take a step back and figure out what the fuck you can do to fix it. And it seems like he's just all bluster, and he just wants to keep going forward. And that team seems to have taken on that type of attitude. Not to mention, you got Marshawn Lynch running on the field, beating up refs. You got Amari Cooper disappearing for like 6 out of 9 games this season. I don't know yeah. what to make of this team. This is a team that should be way better than it is right now.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more with most of that. Definitely disappointed with their results this year. I mean, you'd think they have a high-powered offense. That never came to fruition. I mean, the Marshawn Lynch thing has worked, but it's not like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Like, he does well, but nothing crazy. They haven't put anything together in their defense. The back end of their defense is terrible.
Real so bad.
If people want to gash him up throwing it, they can. I mean, they do still have Macklin. They do still have Cooper, so it kind of worries me a little bit if we go back into our old ways of, can they just throw it all fucking over us? But yeah, I don't see it happening, especially after the Patriots take this week together in Denver. You know, we heard about the thing a couple years ago. Was it 2014 when they stayed in San Diego?
Yeah, 2014.
Like, you talk about, I think you've said it before, like, there's guys, I think Nikovich said that was, like, the most important part of that season for that team, just them coming together, because there was nothing else. It was football and getting you know, to know the guys better and hanging out with the players and stuff like that. So I think they're going to beat the shit out of them.
Well, I mean,
it's honestly what I think.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to roll from here on out.
Two teams coming in after absolute opposite, on opposite trajectories right now. Like the Raiders are coming in losing, what have they lost? Like 5 out of 6, something like that. And they've lost 5 out of 7. So they're coming in off their bye week where they've been separate from each other. The team doesn't stay together on the bye week. You know, they take time off. Versus the Patriots coming off multiple consecutive wins, 5 consecutive wins, big road win in Denver. Then they're going to spend a week together at the Air Force Academy, cohering as a team. And then they're both going to go on the road to play each other. It's not like we have to go into Oakland to play them. No, we're playing them in Mexico City. We're playing. They're traveling further to this game than we are.
Yeah. And so, nobody's used, neither of us used the elevation.
Well, the Patriots are going to be much better acclimated.
Absolutely.
After, you know, whatever it is, 7-8 days there, up to 10 days there. It just seems like from a team chemistry standpoint, they're coming in absolute opposites. Everything team chemistry-wise favors the Patriots. Now, on the field, we just got Gilmore back. I think Eric Rowe started practicing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Probably in a limited fashion, but we could be getting healthier on the back end at the same time that we're going against the Raiders outside receivers, who should be tremendous. But as I mentioned, Amari Cooper hasn't played very well. Michael Crabtree is really consistent. He makes plays all the time. I think it's going to have to be Butler on Amari Cooper and Gilmore on Crabtree, because Crabtree is just very physical. He's a possession receiver, and we really need a bigger guy on him. And then in the running game, we've been doing just fine. And I know this is a big offensive line. And if we could get, I know Malcolm Brown returned to practice today in a limited capacity.
Oh, really?
If we could get Malcolm Brown back, and then we have Alan Branch, we're integrating Ricky Jean-Francois. Lawrence Guy is still around. So if we can have a solid rotation at defensive tackle and we can plug up some of those running lanes. Defensively, I'm not as scared as I would have thought so. If you had asked me a month and a half ago how I thought this game was going to play out, I'd be like, oh my God, we're going to give up 45 points.
Yeah.
Be like, right. it's not even worth our defense getting on the field.
They've made a lot of strides, man.
I don't see any reason we can't hold them to less than 25.
I mean, we've done that to everyone in our last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games.
Yeah.
Denver, we let up 16, 13 to the Chargers, 7 to the fucking Falcons, 17 to the Jets, 14 to the Bucks. I mean,
pretty damn good.
You really, you know, they've kind of started proving themselves in the right direction.
Yeah.
So,
and then you mentioned how weak the Raiders are on the back end of that defense.
We're quarterback, gonna gash them up.
There's as long as we could block up front, which we substantially proved ourselves last week, how well we can block up front.
Yeah.
The last two weeks. Yeah, they got good pass rushers. Everybody knows Khalil Mack, reigning defensive player of the year. Mario Edwards on the other side. Bruce Irvin's coming around. Navarro Bowman is more of a run stuffer and coverage linebacker than he is a pass rushing linebacker. But he can do that if need be. But then on the back end of that defense, you got David Amerson at one cornerback. He's old, washed up. TJ Carey, I don't know who the fuck that dude is. And then you got Sean Smith as their third cornerback, who primarily plays on the outside. And he can't cover anybody at this stage in his career. Can't do it at all.
That's too bad. I used to like him.
I liked him a lot, too, especially when he was with the Chiefs. And then Brady. At safety, you got Reggie Nelson, who is way over the hill as a coverage safety. He doesn't have nearly the range he used to have. And then next to him, you have Carl Joseph, who's a young, good essentially a linebacker playing safety. Carl Joseph is a tackler. He's not a coverage guy. So there's just no reason we shouldn't carve up this defense.
Yeah, we're going to. And the thing is, that's funny, too, is the way they've designed their offense right now. I mean, we don't have the plethora of receivers we used to, so we've been going mostly to running backs and tight ends, and nobody can cover them.
Yeah, has no one figured this out yet?
Nobody can cover those guys. I mean, that's what we did against Denver. We're just, all right, you want to do that? We're just throwing them our running backs. That's fine with us. And nobody's figured it out, and I guarantee that the Oakland Raiders aren't going to be the ones to figure that out. And if they do, we're going to go. I think Cooks is going to go off anyways this game. He hasn't had a big game in a little while. Always solid, but I mean, I think he's going to get them over the top at least once or twice, like for big gains.
That would be massive. That would be massive, especially when as I just mentioned about Reggie Nelson, who is the guy that tends to play center field for this defense, doesn't have the range, doesn't have the speed he used to have. Brandon Cooks, double move, outside on the sideline. There's no reason that shouldn't be open.
Yeah, I think they're going to get him all day with that. And then you try and figure out of those, that group of people you just named, who's going to cover the tight end? No one. Can Bowman cover a running back anymore? No.
Oh, God, no. No.
James White is going to have a fucking day and a half. He really didn't play much against Denver. But I can see, yeah, him and Cooks, I think, are going to go off. Maybe get Dwayne Allen the ball a few more times too. See if he can catch the ball. He didn't look pretty catching that ball last week.
No, I don't know. It's like he just completely lost all his confidence in his ability to catch the football.
Well, that's why the touchdown might maybe got it back up just a little bit. He's like, I did it.
Yeah, and then Belichick came out this week and was like, "Hey," or Belichick may have praised Dwayne Allen. I don't know.
He said we missed him a couple times on some open plays. He's like, oh, he was wide open on a couple ones. We have to get
first
him.
First play of the season.
Yeah.
I will never give that up. That play, I don't know why that bothers me so much, but
it was bad.
It was. It was a bad miss by Brady. Yeah, this I would expect big time plays for the running backs in this game. Tight ends are always an issue. I don't want to see Marty Bennett in a position where he's got to block Khalil Mack. He's got a torn rotator cuff, and you put him on the edge of the line, and then they put Khalil Mack opposite him, and be like, oh, God, Marty, just take a knee. Just dive in his thighs. Just try to roll him down. I don't know.
But, I mean, so this is a 425 game. I mean, you look at this game, we both seem pretty confident in it, and then you kind of look at the whole outlook of what's coming up, too. You got this game in Oakland. Then we have Dolphins back at home. Then we play the Bills at the Dolphins and then at Pittsburgh. I mean, I guess it's a little tough stretch because it's all away games. The Bill, we know where Miami is. The Bills just benched Tyrod Taylor. So that's, we'll see what the hell. That usually doesn't end up too well. Miami again, which is going to be a sick joke. We're going to beat the shit out of them. And then Pittsburgh. And I think we're going to, and then you got Buffalo again and Jets. I mean, maybe you lose one of those games. Maybe.
Yeah, you could probably mark it down as we'd lose one division game.
Maybe.
I could see it. The Bills aren't that bad.
No, but I can just see us easily going, winning out.
It could happen. I wouldn't be surprised if we were favored in every game going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. This one might be this one and home against the Dolphins. I feel pretty damn good about both of those.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel really good about this game. I'm not that concerned. Jared Cook has carved people up this year. He's made a bunch of good plays. He actually leads the Raiders in catches and yards, which is shocking because from my entire recollection of watching Jared Cook play football, it was one good play, two bad plays. One good play, two bad plays. He was just an incredibly frustrating player. But he's putting together arguably his best season yet, although he doesn't get in the end zone very much. Patty Chung has been playing very well.
Yeah.
I'm not that concerned. I think they'll give him a little bit extra attention than maybe we would have had Amari Cooper been playing to the level that I believe he should be at all times, going back to his freshman year at Alabama, essentially. But their running game, Jalen Richard is a pretty good number two back, and he's a little bit shiftier. He does more out of the backfield than Marshawn Lynch does.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line is stacked with talent. Hasn't been playing that well.
No.
I don't know. It's
they've got some big names there.
Yeah, big time. Kelechi Osemele is one of the best guards in the NFL. I feel like we just really lucked out with the timing on this game. And I think everything is working in our favor. And to be honest, I see us scoring about 36 points. I think it's going to be 36 to 20. I think it's going to be a real good whipping. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
All right, I'm going to go with 35-13.
Okay. Pretty confident on this end, huh? Let's hope we don't jinx the shit out of this. On Thursday night, we're going to get another chance to look at those Steelers. Those Steelers who really stunk it up against an AFC South opponent last week. They're going to be facing Tennessee.
I already saw a headline that Big Ben's complaining about Thursday night game, so there's their cop out when they suck it up.
Why are you complaining before it happened? Everybody knows that it sucks.
I know. Why? We know that.
Everyone knows that.
Why are you complaining? I'm telling you, they're planning on shitting the bed.
Yeah, he's just building in an excuse for his team to not work as hard as they can or as hard as they need to win this game. That's a very winnable game against the Titans. They should win. They're at home. Oh, God. Yeah, can't be too happy with that type of comment. Weekend, we're going in. The Bills are going to be playing at the Chargers. We're going to see which of those two teams can bounce back. Chargers losing a tough one. Bills losing a blowout last weekend. Is Tyrod Taylor really not going to start this weekend?
They said they're going to bench him.
For who?
I don't know. Some backup.
EJ Manuel is on the Raiders.
No, it's not him. I've never heard of him before. Some nobody.
Wow, didn't expect to hear that. Okay, well, I got to think the best game that I'm seeing right now in terms of the 1 o'clock slate of games, the Rams going to Minnesota to take the Vikings, two teams that are surging, both at the top of their divisions. This could be a serious playoff preview. Vikings 7-2, Rams 7-2.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Baby. Great defense versus great offense.
And the worst part about it, we're not going to see it. No way we're going to see it.
You don't think that's going to be on TV on the East Coast?
Probably not.
I think you're wrong. I think you're big time
wrong. I really hope it is. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, what are they going to show? Really Detroit do. At Chicago? They're not going to show that. It's going to be Rams at Vikings. I guess Redskins at New Orleans. That one actually could be on.
Could be Miami.
Redskins at New Orleans is a good... Redskins play everyone tough. Have they been blown out all season? It seems like they just...
No.
They stick and with they everyone.
Yeah, and they have the hardest schedule of the year, too. They get screwed.
Oh, man. Tough division to be in, especially when you have that many injuries and you're handicapped by poor time management skills from your coach, despite the fact that I think he is doing a good job.
What other games are good? Not many other good ones this weekend.
Well,
Monday night are great.
Yeah, those are good games. But as we just mentioned, the league is we're starting to see this season form in terms of who are the good teams, who are the not so good teams, and who are the really really bad teams. And so,
but there's
as
just
we
so
start
many
to,
bad teams.
I know, but as we start to get a feel for this, then you realize, hey, I don't need to watch the Cardinals ever. You know, I don't really care about Cincinnati or Denver or Green Bay or Baltimore. I mean, the list goes on teams when if you asked me in August, I'd be like, Baltimore at Green Bay? I want to see that game all day. But I'm like, fuck, I don't even know if you could pay me to watch awful. That game. Yeah, it's brutal, obviously.
Yeah, same with Houston, Arizona. There's so many games here that would look so great 6 months ago.
Exactly. Yeah, we know too much now. We know too much. And so I'm not going to watch the Chiefs play the Giants because I cannot stand to watch the Giants one more time. Just lay down on the football field. Now, you mentioned the Sunday night, Monday night game. Sunday night, Philadelphia going into Dallas. This is something that people have been looking forward to for weeks, and it would have been a totally different complexion had Dallas had a full backfield. But they still got a chance. They got a chance.
Not much.
Philly's going to be coming in there with the just airheads, just the biggest egos of all time. just thinking, oh, yeah, we own this place. Dallas is playing at home in front of some big time fans. I don't know. It could happen. Dak Prescott shows up big when he has to.
I know. I'd love to see Dak do something about this.
But if I put money on it, I got the Eagles winning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they're going to set that pass rush loose against a depleted running attack from Dallas, and they're just going to get their ass after Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. It's gonna be interesting to see how that unfolds. And then you got the Atlanta goes to Seattle.
That's a good one. Ooh.
See if Atlanta still's got the magic.
Hey, they're coming off their best win of the year, 27-7 over the Cowboys last week.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's offense has looked like dog shit for a while, and Dallas' defense has been looking really good as of late. And so if they were able to put up that type of performance against the boys, oh man, they got to go into Seattle too. It seems like a no-pressure situation for Atlanta, except for the fact that they probably need a win. What are they sitting at right now? Atlanta's record right now is
5-4.
5-4. Man, look at that division. Saints 7-2, Panthers 7-3, Falcons 5-4.
Yeah.
And Buccaneers, the trendy pick to win that division, is down to 3-6, and I don't know if that coach is going to last the season.
No, not a chance.
No, there's definitely a terrible chance he lasts the season, but
there's a chance. But he sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Rough spot.
At least
to be
as of right now. Yeah. So.
Dang, dang. All right, man. We covered a lot. The God, I fucking love this. Every year, it seems like right around Thanksgiving, the Patriots just hit another gear that other teams don't seem to ever really hit.
No,
it seems like there's always like every year there's one or two teams that looks really good right about now.
Mm-hmm.
But every single year the Patriots look really good right now.
Yeah, this is when they really, it's like the cold weather hits, it becomes 40 degrees in New England, and they beat the shit out of everybody.
How does that happen? How can they be so consistent, so consistently dominant? It's incredible.
It's Bill Belichick makes everyone run those hills.
Billy B. Did he pass Tom Landry on the all-time wins list?
Did he tie or beat it? I think he beat it.
Dang. That must be, I would love to see. Somebody must have asked him about that. I'd love to see what he had to say. He's probably got so much respect for Tom Landry.
I can imagine.
Good for Bill. Good for the Pats. Good for Rex Burkhead. And welcome back, Marty Bennett. God, I hope he heals up and can play a lot, because he adds another dimension. And we'll get to finally what we hoped for all year last year.
Which was the double tight end offense.
The double tight end offense. We're completely depleted on the outside. Let's just put the double tight end in, put Deion Lewis in the backfield, and we can do anything we goddamn please.
Yep.
Sound good?
Sounds fucking fantastic. All right,
here's to the end of the season. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go Pats in Mexico City. Don't drink the water. We will talk to you guys next week.
Adios.
See ya.